We've got a great day. Friday, February 11th, 2022. Heavy day. Great day. We've done this before. We have five sets of one on the shoulder press, five sets of three on the push press, and five sets of five on the push jerk. The last time we did this exact workout was October 5th, 2021. We're going to go back into your BTWB app. Look at the notes section, see how it went. Should you make any modifications this time? What was your loading, etc., etc.? Make sure you watch the other video attached to today's training, How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, rest periods, all that critical stuff. To be clear on this one, by all means, use a rack. Let me say that. But just so people aren't confused, you're going to do five sets of single on the shoulder press and finish that before you move on to the push press. And then you'll do the five sets of three in the push press and finish that before you end with five sets of five on the push jerk. But today takes some time because you're gonna be resting between every single one of these sets so that you can truly lift heavy. So heavy days take a long time. We give them the respect that they deserve at Linchpins. That's why stuff works. We've got a video showing all the movements there. Super Fitness Robot for this. 85% or more of your one rep max shoulder press held across all movements. More likely, 60% or more of your one rep max shoulder press across all movements. But obviously, if you need to vary even more than that and dip down at a certain time because your technique is not there, absolutely do it. You're always authorized to make the right decision for where you are in your fitness journey. Wild card option today. Wild card is five sets of seven on the bench press, five singles on the shoulder press, five triples on the push press. So you're still getting in pressing. We're just doing one in a different direction there. Here's the only thing that I will say. People love the bench press. I get it. But here's the only thing that I will say. People get fired up. They go for things on the bench press. And I've seen people tweak themselves with the bench press that they just never tweak themselves on shoulder press, or push jerk, or split jerk, or anything like that. So if you're going to get after it today on the bench press, make sure you're warmed up. Maybe don't go at it 100%. Just move some good weight, rack it, and be good to go. There's something about the bench press, so just tread lightly. Scaled option, five sets of one on the shoulder press, five sets of three in the push press, and then five sets of five on the split jerk. So the split jerk is it's still very demanding, but less technique intensive and flexibility demanding as the push jerk, and that's why we have it for the scaled option. And the great thing on a heavy day for the scaled option, it's up to you. You can use as light of a load as needed to do all these movements, and if the split jerk's challenging for you, use an empty barbell, use a broom handle, use a PVC pipe, and that becomes five sets of five technique practice for you. And technique practice is mission critical. So that's a good use of your time. Limited equipment option. I would describe the limited equipment workout today as no laughing matter. Here's what it is. We're going to grab some dumbbells. A pair of 50s for men, a pair of 35s for women, but grab whatever dumbbells make sense for you if you have other options, okay? It's five rounds, each for time and reps, if you will. Here's what a round is. Grab the dumbbells, you do five strict shoulder press. Now, if you gotta put them down, okay? Five strict shoulder press, maybe you don't put them down, they're still racked. The next step, you do six push press with the dumbbells. You finish the six push press. Maybe you're a beast and you haven't put them down yet, but if you need to, by all means, put them down. Then, you still got them racked there, the final thing is you're going to push jerk the dumbbells for max repetitions. So a round is five dumbbell shoulder press, six dumbbell push press, and then max reps dumbbell push jerks. You will rest 2 minutes between each round. Obviously, you're pre-fatiguing the muscles with the shoulder press, but there's no hip drive. Then you can get in some hip drive with the push press, and so you can just push it a bit further. And then even though you're fatigued, Now you can dip drive and get back down under the load, receive it in the jerk, you know, the push jerk position, stand it back up, get some more reps. So this is a day that is taxing on just your contractile potential. It's very technique demanding as well. And technique is praised, I should say, on this one, because that's what's going to allow you to get push jerks even though you're already tired. Again, take that rest between each round. Super Fitness Robot, for the limited equipment option, would be getting 7 or more push jerks per round, more likely 3 or more per round. Now, even though I also say it's for time, it's still a heavy day. So if it makes sense for you, you can do the 5 dumbbell shoulder press, set it down, shake out the shoulders for a bit, pick it up, 6 dumbbell push press, set it down, shake out the shoulders a bit, pick it up, see what you get for push jerks, then go ahead and take your 2 minutes rest. That'd be a perfectly effective way to do today. No equipment workout today. For time, 150 hand release push-ups. Mission accomplished. Accessory work today. Okay, optional as always. You're going to choose one of these, and then you're going to do it 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each effort. You're going to either choose a 300-meter row, a 200-meter run, or 40 seconds of tough effort on the bike of your choice. The other part of the optional accessory work is 10 minutes of practice with the Bergner warm-up. Grab an empty barbell, watch the video for 10 minutes, just focus on those positions and move. Technique is what moves the needle on that lift. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. What a wonderful day. Last day of the week tomorrow, it's a repeat workout, one that was wildly popular, and I will see you then.